Hello, everybody. This is a little Baron, in case you're wondering. And yeah, this week was a good week. Let's see, what's some stuff that we did? So last Monday we played soccer, which was fun. I twisted my ankle, but it's totally fine. Doesn't even hurt anymore, so that's good. That was fun. I brought like my little ball there, and me and other Webster, we played a wall ball, which was super fun because I haven't played that in like forever. So yeah, thanks a lot for that little ball thing, because it's like the coolest thing ever. So let's see. So then Tuesday we had our district meeting, which was good. Not really anything new there, but. It's just like the same as always, district meeting. But it was fun. Then, here, I'm gonna look at my agenda because I can't really remember a lot of times. Let's see, so. Alright, so then. Let's see, who was it? Who did we get past? So, then Tuesday, we went past a bunch of people, and we've tried to, like, pass by this Jonathan guy, which, this is the kid that was going to get baptized. But the thing is he's disappeared. Like, we've made a bunch of citas with him and stuff, and, like, we've been trying to get him to, like, come to church and stuff, but, like, if he answers us, he'll be like, yeah, sure, come over this time. I'm like, okay, we go over that time, and then he's not there. And then, I don't know, it's kind of a pain. But it's okay, we're just working on with other people as well, so it's all good. So then, after that, we went past, let's see, this guy, his name is Leandro. And he's kind of like a gangster dude, which is kind of cool. So we go with like the member. We went with this member because we were going to go pass by this other guy, but he didn't end up being there. So we just started passing by a couple families that we had to go pass by. And so we passed by Leandro, and it was cool because he just like let us in. At first he was like, no, I don't have time right now. And I was like, and we like kept talking or whatever. And then finally he like let us in. But then we like talked about like lesson one, which was cool, like the restoration. Because he was like, yeah, like, it doesn't make sense that there's so many churches and stuff. Like, there should only be one church. And we're like, yeah, that's why we're sharing this message. And it was cool. So, yeah, apparently he, like, went to jail and was, like, I think he was, like, addicted to drugs and stuff, too. But he said that he, like, found the Bible and that, like, Christianism changed his life. Or Christianity changed his life. So, that was cool. So now we're going to go and baptize him, because he seems like a good guy. Then, let's see, after him, and on Wednesday, we pretty much just walked around and just tried to find him. Oh, in the morning we did the deep cleaning, so like our whole district's like our president's like kind of like putting a lot of emphasis on like having clean pensions and stuff. So then they just like did this activity, like, in the districts, they're having like the whole district come over to the bench of like a group of elders and then just like completely deep clean the whole thing. So we did that on Tuesday in our bench, which was cool, or Wednesday, which was good because now it's all nice and clean. So yeah, even though like it really wasn't really that dirty, like our bench is pretty clean. But let's see, then after that, and after that Thursday, Thursday we passed by a bunch of people, like a ton of people, but nobody was there. So that was fun, but we said a bunch of other citas and stuff, so it ended up being good. I think we ended up teaching a couple investigators that we did have already. Yeah, like we were able to teach Juan, which is cool. Let's see. Friday we had our weekly planning, and then we had a lunch, and like our lunches on Friday, we just like go to this dude's restaurant, which is like a family member of one of the members of our ward. It's like their brother-in-law or something. So we go to like their little restaurant, which is kind of cool because it's just like in his house. And then he just has like a couple chairs just like out in front of his house. And then there's all these like workers that work over in the cemetery, because we have a cemetery in our area, which is kind of cool, by the way. Like the cemetery is pretty sweet. It's kind of sketchy, but kind of cool. They just like there's things, like they don't bury the people, they like put them in like these big building things. Am I right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, some kind of weird stuff like that, but it's cool. Then, let's see, what else? Oh, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so then we go to, this lunch, and we gave the guy a Book of Mormon and stuff, which is cool. So, we'll see if we can pass by. Apparently, they need some help right now, so we're going to go over there and try to help them out. Then, let's see, Saturday. What happened on Saturday? Oh, Saturday we went past Juan and Estela, which was cool because they're like these diehard like evangelist, like Pentecost style, like that church that I went to, like they're so like that church, they believe in like the Bible and Acts, like when they're at the Pentecost feast or whatever. I don't know how you'd say it in English, but whatever, that thing. Then, like, the Spirit comes down, they start speaking in tongues and, like, all this stuff. They pretty much just believe, like, in all that stuff. They, like, believe that people can, like, speak in tongues and, like, they, like, scream and have, like, manifestations of the Spirit and stuff, which is cool. Like, not really my thing, but cool. And so, usually when you find them, they're, like, super tough. Like, they're super hard to talk to because they just kind of believe that, like, everything is good. But, like, the fact that in their church they saw, like, some kids speaking in tongues, that, like, that's the right church. So, I don't know. It's usually kind of a pain. But so we go, and we knock on their door, and he's like, hey, do you guys want to come in? And we're like, yeah, sure. So we come in. Then we, like, sit down, and we start talking, and we keep talking, and we kind of, like, share. We share the restoration. And, like, halfway through it, the lady is, like, she's, like, I know you guys are sent from God. And I was, like, really? Like, how do you know that? And she's, like, I had a dream. And then she goes off to talk about how, like, right after we'd passed by, she went to her room and she prayed. And she, like, was, like, God, help me know if these two guys are like, sent from you. Like, if these are the people that you want me to talk to or whatever. And she said that night she had a dream that she was, like, in a field, and she sat, like, this little house in the field. And she was, like, walking up to the house, and she found, like, a little key. And she said, like, the key was different than most keys, but it was, like, an important key. Like, it was, like, a big key or whatever. And she said, like, the key opened up the door into the house or something. And, like, either we gave her the key or, like, I don't know. Somehow she tied that into the fact that, like, us coming to her house was, like, to show her that we were going to open the key up into something. I don't know. But it was kind of cool, like, because she's like, I know because God showed me that, and I asked him for that, and he showed it to me in a dream. So, like, I know you guys are here from God. And she's like, I don't, like, believe in this book and stuff, but, like, I know that you guys are sent from God. So we invited her to, like, read the Book of Mormon and pray and see if, like, ask God if it's the truth. And she's like, yeah, I'll do that. Like, okay, sweet. And then we asked her if, like, she would get baptized, but then, like, we did the baptismal invitation, but then she didn't. So, but she said if she does receive an answer, she'll do it, but she wants to receive her answer first. So I was like, okay. So that was cool. That was a really cool experience. Then we also went and found these two other kids in front of their house, which was cool. Then Sunday night, we were just doing, like, contacts, like, we just call them ALBs, or ALBs. It's basically just where we go out and just knock doors. And so, usually, like, at night, it's not very effective because, like, it's pretty dangerous, and so like the people don't like opening up their doors in the nighttime, especially not to answer for like two guys in like white shirts talking about God. For some reason it just doesn't work very well, but whatever. So we decided to do it, and we like start going down the street. And the first person we talked to, we like open the door, and she's like, "Do you realize what time it is?" Like, cause we were like, "Hey, like, can we give you something about Jesus or whatever?" And then she's like, "Do you guys realize what time it is?" "No, like, it's too late. You guys shouldn't be out here right now." And we're like, "Okay, sorry. Have a good night." And then we keep going. And then like our third house, we like knock it, and this guy comes out, and he's like all happy, and he's just like, "Hey, like, how are you guys?" And we're like, "Good. How are you?" And we're like, shake his hand, and we're like talking for a little bit. We're like, "Hey, like, do you have like a 10 minutes? If we can come in and share a message with you guys about God." He's like, yeah, sure. We have a second. You guys want to come in?" We're like, yeah. So we go in, and we sit down, and we talk with him and his wife. And it's like super cool because like they're both Catholic, but like not super Catholic. Like they don't go to church or anything. Which I've realized is like pretty much the thing with Catholics, but whatever. So then we like go in and we sit down. We have like a good lesson, and apparently like his brother is like a super evangelical person or evangelist. Evangelist, is that what the word is? I think it's evangelist. And so he's like, apparently he told his brother about a bunch of stuff about the church and all this stuff. So like keep talking, we share a message. And, like, it was really cool. They were like, yeah, like, I wonder why there's so many churches. Like, why, well, like, shouldn't it be that God only has one church? And, like, somebody shared about Joseph Smith and the Restoration. It was, like, super cool. And they're like, yeah, we're totally going to read the Book of Mormon. And so, yeah, we're excited. We're going to go pass on Wednesday. And we only met the parents, but they have four kids that are there, too. So we are hoping that when we go pass on Wednesday, they'll all be there and we can teach them all. But yeah, so things are going pretty dang well here, not gonna lie. Pretty dang well. We're trying to work on getting people to church because like on Sunday we didn't get any investigators to church, which kind of sucked. But it's something we'll figure out, I guess. Let's see, what else happened this week, man? What do you think? Anything Capado? Oh, we had to go up to Quilmes in the middle of the night to go get shots. So that was cool. And then there's like the sketchy old doctor guy. So that was really great. But yeah, so that was cool. We had the flu vaccine. Which is kind of funny because like... So like, as missionaries, we have something called Swiss Medical. Which is pretty much just like the best like health plan in all of Argentina. Pretty much it's just like you go to any hospital that accepts it and you get everything for free, and like you literally just go and give them your card and then they're like, "Okay, here you go, this is what you need, blah blah blah," and then you're done. It's like super dope. So we go and to this place because like we just go to like a little pharmacy just to do it, and we get in there, we're like, "Hey, do you guys have a vaccine?" They're like, no, we don't have it. Like, what are you guys with like what is obra social? It's like social, it'd be like social work, but that doesn't, social, I don't know, some, like some kind of plan of the government or something. And we're like, no, we have like Swiss Medical. And they're like, "Oh, Swiss Medical." And like, yeah. And you're like, "Oh yeah, we definitely have vaccines." And I was just like, oh, because like apparently our plan just like pays for everything, like full coverage and everything. So like all the people that work there, they love it when people come in and have that plan because like that means they get paid more. And so then it's like they go from saying they don't have any to then just saying like, "Oh yeah, we definitely have some." But yeah, so that was cool. Other than that, I don't know, man. We got a... Ooh, I think it's cooking too bad.
Making carrot cake.
Making some carrot cake. We'll see if it's good.
Should be.
Should be good. I hope it's good, but the frosting is gonna cost a lot of money. Because like a little thing of cream cheese So it's 55 pesos. What's that in dollars?
55 pesos in dollars?
Mm-hmm. So 15 pesos is a dollar. 55 divided by 15.
Is that the phone?
Yes. Wait. It's like $4. It's $4 for a thing of cream cheese. I guess that's probably like normal price actually.
Yes.
But we're just poor and like that seems like a lot of money. Alright. Well, other than that, pretty much same old. So yeah. Well, I'm gonna read a scripture. Because I like scriptures. But I think I'm going to read a scripture from the Bible that I read this morning that's just kind of cool. And it's just, like, talking about, like disciples of Christ. And it's kind of cool because it says, ministros? I don't know what ministro means in English, but, like, in Spanish it means kind of like a minister, I guess, of Dios, or of God. And so what it says is, I just like the scripture a lot. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4 to 10. Or really 1 to 10, but 4 to 10 is what I'm going to read. And it says, antes bien, nos recomendamos en todas las cosas como ministros de Dios, en mucha paciencia, en tribulaciones, en necesidades, en angustias, en azotes, en cárceles, en aborrotos, en trabajos, en desvueltos, en ayunos, en pureza, en conocimiento, en longanimidad, en bondad, en el Espíritu Santo, en amor no fingido, en palabras de verdad, en poder de Dios, con armas de justicia a diestra y a siniestra, por honra y por deshonra, por mala fama y por buena fama, como engañadores pero veraces, como desconocidos pero conocidos, como moribundos, pero hoy aquí vivimos. Como castigados, pero no muertos. Como entristecidos, pero siempre gozosos. Como pobres, pero enriqueciendo a muchos. Como no teniendo nada, pero poseyendo todo. Poseyéndolo todo. No puedo hablar. I can't speak in Spanish anymore. I've lost it all. So, I'm sorry, guys. No, but I like this scripture because it's, like, talking about, like, attributes of ministers of Christ, I think is what it would be in English. And I like this last part, like, 8, 9, and 10, because it's, like, it says, like, for honor and for... I want to see what it says in English because I can't translate well. I know what it's trying to say, but I don't know, like, what the exact words are. But basically, I like it because... let me see. There we go. It says, by the word of... No. It says, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened but not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. And I like that scripture a lot because, like, a lot of the times I feel like a lot of these things, like you go to talk to people and, like, in verse 8, like, as deceivers yet true, like, I like that because sometimes, like, a lot of people say, like, oh, you guys are, like, from the church of the devil and, like, you're sharing all these things that aren't true and, like why are you guys here, go back to your country and, like, all this stuff. And so, like, it's cool because, like, as deceivers and yet true, like, yeah, but what we're sharing is the truth. Like, I don't know, it was kind of cool. And then it says, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Like, I like that because, cause also that happens too. Like, you're sorrowful, like, when people, like when you see like the wickedness of the people, or like the people don't progress or like don't do what you want them to do. But then you're always rejoicing, right? Like you're always like happy to be doing what the Lord wants you to do. And then it says, as poor, like we don't have any money, but yet making rich. So we're helping people have the gospel in their lives and helping them strengthen their testimonies and being rich in their knowledge of the gospel and stuff. So that's cool. And yeah, like, and having nothing yet possessing all things. So yeah, like, I don't know. It's just one of those scriptures that I really like. I was just reading it this morning and it just, I liked it. So I hope that makes sense, but for me it did. So so keep reading your scriptures. Keep learning new stuff. But yeah, I love you guys tons. I hope you guys are doing great. I'm doing great. We have Elder Clayton. He's coming on Tuesday, tomorrow. So that's cool. We're going to have like the whole mission there. So I'm going to go and be able to see all my old comps and stuff. So it's going to be dope. But yeah, loving the work. And yeah, those things are the truth. So don't forget it. Because these are the things that bring eternal happiness. But hey, I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. And I'll talk to you more next week. Bye-bye.